I have an important message. This won't last. Whether you're happy or you're sad, it doesn't matter. Your emotions will change. Whatever you're feeling right now, it won't last. Hello, welcome to the Monday Morning Mindset. I'm Eric Dieter, your host, an ultramarathon runner, mindset coach, and the Monday Morning Mindset. Here is where I share ideas and tools to help you develop a strong mindset. Remember, it is your mindset that determines what kind of success you have, whatever you do in life. And developing a strong mindset is a skill you can learn. For most of my life, I have tried to control my emotions. Now, part of this came from growing up in the church. What I got from church was that if you had too much passion, you're not a good Christian. And of course, if you had too much anger, you're not a good Christian. And for me, the drive to win, the competition, that feeling of ambition, trying to win, that the competitive spirit, that emotion was not proper for a good Christian either. Now, I do have to give you a note. This was my own interpretation of what I learned. These are the beliefs that got stuck in my subconscious. They don't necessarily make any logical sense. And I know there's balance, and those of you who have grown up in the church as well, you know, might look at what I'm saying and we're like, well, you didn't get that at all. That's what I got from my time growing up in the church. Showing too much emotion was not a good thing. And so I tried to keep a tight grip on my emotions, and especially showing emotions. So imagine a scale from 1 to 10, 5 is the middle. I tried to keep my emotional range somewhere 6.5 to 3. I didn't get too excited and tried not to get too much down on the other side either. So what it ended up in reality, the things that ended up the way it started working for me was that the only really strong emotions that I felt was depression, shame, and anger. Now, these are the ones that really I could feel in my body. So the other emotions I was able to control pretty well, and I didn't really have a strong feeling either. But these three, depression, shame, and anger, I felt those. But I was a good Christian. I hid them. I hid them so that no one would see that I was feeling them, and I tried not to show them. Now, they still showed up in my body. The mindset work that I've done has been to connect my mind and body to be able to experience and really be honest with the emotions that I'm having. And so even though I was trying to control my emotions, all of those emotions, positive, negative, they still showed up in my body. I just wasn't controlling them. I was just ignoring them. You see, you can't really control your emotions. You feel what you feel. You experience those things. Have you ever had times when everything's going great? You feel on top of the world and you want that feeling to last forever. And it's just like, I've got to hold on to this. I love feeling this way. I love being happy. Doesn't matter how you try to hold on to it. It's going to fade. Doesn't matter what you do. Or on the other end, you feel like crap. Even if you have a good reason for feeling like crap, I mean, bad things happen. It's normal to feel down in the dumps, and you're in that crappy feeling, that just piss poor mood, and you feel like you're going to be there forever. You feel like just nothing, but you know, you just can't see any hope of ever feeling better. But the thing is, and you get in that, and other people try to cheer you up. You try to cheer yourself up, and you may feel better for a while. But then whenever you just, you know, with things quiet down, you have that heavy weight just settles back over your heart, and it just, you just feel blah. Well, I've got bad news. Good news is it won't last. The bad news is your good mood won't last. The good news is your bad mood won't last either. Your emotions are going to change. And this is one of the things I've learned from running ultramarathons. One of the things I love about the sport of ultramarathon running is that you experience these emotions, these ups and downs during your race. There are times when you're going along and you feel like you can run forever. In fact, some of my guests in my podcast have talked about that. It's just they get into a point where it feels like, oh my goodness, you get this surge of energy and everything is going right. And it just, it feels like everything is flowing. It's like, oh, I could do this. I'm going to get to the finish line in record time. Those feelings come to you when you're out there running. And then an hour later, 20 minutes later, somewhere down the trail, you'll go the other way and you feel like you're going to die and you can't run another step. The thing is, you can't, in a race too, you can't control these emotions, but you can manage them. And often the times in a race, in an ultramarathon, the success of your race depends on how well you manage both of these things. That's what I do as a mindset coach. I say I help people manage their energy and their emotions. Managing your emotions is not controlling them. It is learning to manage whether it's up or down, learning to manage those emotions for your benefit. So I'm going to give you three steps that I use for you for managing emotions, not controlling, managing. And I'm saying this in the context of running an ultramarathon because that's kind of where I do. I think an ultramarathon is a great illustration of the way our life is. There are times you feel like you can run forever, and there are some times you feel like you just can't go and go. You just can't go on. So these three steps in the context of running, I'll let you make the application to your own life. Step number one, feel the emotion. There just seems to be a reluctance. I mean, especially in negative emotions, we don't want to feel that. Or if you have a positive emotion, like I said, you want it to last forever and you start becoming immediately afraid. Oh, this is just going to, how long can I hang on to this? So we tend to disconnect from feeling emotions, and it goes back to what I said that my approach to life was controlling yourself, controlling the emotions. There's this story you say, I don't want to feel this. You try to block out the pain. Or you, on the other hand, you say, I can't let myself feel too good because the higher high I have, the lower the low. These are all stories that you tell yourself. But what happens is when you accept the way you feel, when you really are willing to lean into that feeling, lean into that emotion, two things happen. The negative tends to lose its power. There's a fear of not wanting to feel bad. But what happens, what I have found is counterintuitive, is that when I'm willing to let that negative emotion actually experience it, it loses its power over me, and it is much quicker to fade away than when I resist it and say I don't want to feel bad. And on the other hand, when I'm willing to experience that joy, I'm able to actually enjoy feeling good. Yes, I know it's not going to last, but I enjoy it while it's here, rather than worrying about when it's going to go away. The guests that I've talked to on my podcast, and have been in my experience, is that this acceptance, this willing to feel things, works for physical pain as well. There's a principle that says that whatever you resist will persist, and it works in physical pain. People, I've talked to numerous ultramarathon runners of all skill levels, and when we talk about how do you manage physical pain, the most effective way is to say, let it come, then let it pass. It works for emotions as well. Step number two, after you feel the feeling, detach your story from the emotion. Remember, the story is, I can run forever. The negative story is, I can't run any farther. The positive story is, I feel like I can run forever. Yes, those are emotional stories that you use to attach the emotion to the way your body is feeling. And in an ultramarathon, you're going to have times your body feels like you get this surge of energy and it gives you this positive emotion. You're also going to have low times. In fact, a lot of ultramarathon runners call it the pain cave, when everything hurts and everything, and it feels like you're just in this cave of darkness and you're never going to get out. These are only stories that are attached to your feelings. And so when you listen to those stories, the result is when you've got this good story of like, I can't run any far. I can run forever. You run fast and you burn through your energy. When you have the story of saying, I can't run any farther, you end up quitting the race. So that story, that initial story that comes along with the emotion, in order to manage your emotions, set that story aside. Whatever that story is you're telling yourself, set it aside. You haven't been able to feel the emotion yet because that story comes almost immediately. Sometimes it comes at the same time, simultaneously with the emotion you're feeling. That story may not necessarily be the case. I mean, it may not be accurate. So set the story aside that comes with the emotion. Step number three is create a new story. When you feel like you can't go on, you say, I know that this feeling won't last. I'm going to keep going until I feel better. Or when you're feeling good, the story you need to say is, I feel good. I feel like I could run forever, but I know I need to manage this feeling. I need to manage this energy to get the most out of it so I don't burn out. So here's two things to take away. Here's two things to remember about emotions. Remember, the way that you feel right now won't last forever. And number two, you can't control how you feel, but you can manage your emotions by accepting the feeling and create a story that keeps you moving forward. I appreciate your listening. I am a mindset coach. If I can help you learn how to manage your emotions better to get the kind of success and to avoid burnout, I'd be glad to help you. Contact me at ultramindsetpodcast.run, ultramindsetpodcast.run. Schedule a free 25-minute conversation with me, and I'll help you get started